The Sonoma Mission was founded, and Father Jose Altamira planted several thousand vines, presumably for the making of Sacramento wines. Over the hill in Napa, George Yount began planting grapes in 1838 in what is now known as Yountville. It wasn't until 1857 when a Hungarian count by the name of Augustin Hiritzi founded the Buena Vista Winery in Sonoma that California's wine industry was born. A few years later, Charles Krug founded Napa's first winery in St. Helena. By the 1920s, the region was home to around 500 wineries with over 22,000 acres of planted vineyards in Sonoma County alone. But Prohibition was just around the corner. Although many winemakers went underground, making wine in their homes, and others weathered the period by producing only sacramental wines for the church, by the end of Prohibition, less than 100 wineries survived. By the 1960s, Americans began to develop a taste for wine, and the industry grew steadily. But it wasn't until the 70s that California, and more specifically the Napa Valley, rocketed to winemaking fame. In 1976, a British wine merchant living in Paris made a stunning claim that California wines could rival their illustrious counterparts. He put his preposterous idea to the test by selecting 12 California wines and pitting them head-to-head with their French equivalents in a blind tasting by 9.